Casey and Jojo, crazy. This is Rise FM on the Rise FM Breakfast with Cheese and Mbumi.
And we promised you to chat to someone from the Private Sector Compliance Accreditation Bureau. You might know it as the PSCAB. And we do have the office manager of Bad Plus Branch, Emanzana, Sis Beauty Wagamhlong.
Sis Beauty, good morning and welcome to Rise FM.
Yes, I'm
beautiful. I'm called the Florida Little Shangot. Oh, please. Mas Hey.
Good time.
But that's Saulis. I'm called.
Yes. Sugalanin, ma, when did this requirement become a requirement by law?
Yeah, because of the high levels of abuse within the schools, SAFE implemented that all educators must obtain a SAFE police clearance in order to teach.
Mm.
This came into effect in January 2019.
Oh, it was just last year. Oh, okay.
Yes.
And yes. How has this requirement affected, not in a bad way necessarily, but Tishera? Or impacted, but Tishera. Has it been a good impact?
It's literally our teachers could only obtain their clearance through the police stations, which takes up to 6 to 8 months. Which made it very difficult for our teachers to be compliant. Then they also had to travel to do their first registrations and clearances in Pretoria.
Mm.
That's why it affected them.
Was Pretoria the head office?
Yes, Pretoria head office.
All right, so now you've got a branch, Kona Laimanzana, but can you give us a rundown on the process that they have to follow?
We had it must be very easy for our teachers just to pop up as an email or WhatsApp. We then send the documents to them to arrange to do their biometric fingerprints to be done at one of our national stores.
Mm. All right. I'm going to need those that email address and that WhatsApp number for us to be able to share it with him in case someone is listening today and would like to make use of your services.
Yeah.
Do you assist maybe by going directly to schools or verifying all the teachers on site?
Yes, when the teachers are like 20 in a school, we do go to them to help them to do their biometric fingerprints and registration. Whenever they need it.
All right. So you assist with the SAIS registration, not just the police clearance.
Yes.
All right.
Also, we do assist with the registration.
Oh, okay, Mom Beauty. Please give us that WhatsApp number and the email address where teachers that need your services can contact you.
Our contact details. The website is www.pscap.sa.com. Our Facebook page, it's PSCAP, and our phone number and the WhatsApp, it's 079-120-8285. Again, 079-120-8285.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Sis Beauty Mkhonto.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
And as you heard, maybe you need this information or someone that you know.
Mm.
If you're a teacher and you need to renew your SAIS registration or register for SAIS, and you know, maybe you need a police clearance as well, Baga PSCAB are available. They are registered resellers of AFIS Switch and will be available to help you. They are now also available at Akenhoek, Rurubele Boutique Hotel on Arthur Street in Akenhoek. And you can also find them in Manzana. There's a branch at Bad Plus. Joba Uva, the office manager there, is Beauty Mkhondole Beskulma Naela. So you can also visit pscabsa.com to get more information.
Yes, you're listening to Rise FM.